The fact the players were so fit come the end of the season, because we peaked right at the end, which is unusual, because normally you're peaking for a good start in the Premiership. But with the way the Championship was, all our training was geared to be really in top form in March, April, May. So the players have come back after 4 weeks off-season in really good shape again. So we haven't got to do all the normal running that you have to do at the start of pre-season to get the base levels of fitness up. So we've been able to put them straight into the gymnasium and just really build the strength and power up. So it's been a complete turnaround in the way that we've conducted the pre-season training, and the players have actually really enjoyed it. We've been able to identify strengths and weaknesses of individuals and put them into smaller groups. So those that need a bit of extra running fitness are doing the running. Those that need to lose a bit of extra body fat are in that sort of body fat loss group. Some that need a bit of upper body strength are working hard on that. Some that need lower body strength doing that. And others that need some speed work and power work are actually working with Tony Hadley, the national sprint coach. So they've got much more benefit from it, much more motivated, because what they're doing over pre-season is very specifically geared to making them individually better.
Your new players have all presumably settled in well?
They have, yeah. We've got a good group here. It's an easy group to slot into, but the 11 new players have come in. They've all added something. They've all got some good characters, and they're all marking their territory at the moment. Very interesting. But they've certainly added a good work ethic. They're all good lads. They're working really hard. One or two have perhaps not been used to the intensity of this sort of training before and are hanging in there. But they're working hard and they'll get better. Others have come in really good shape. Delighted with the two London Welsh boys, Eric Clastons and Josh Drenewy. They're looking in good shape. Again, they've probably been hit with something they've not been hit with before in terms of the intensity of the training and the volume. But I'm delighted with them all, actually.
Yeah, a lot of your signings obviously come from Championship rugby, and therefore it is a step up, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, quite right. Ben Gullough from the Pirates, we certainly train harder than the Pirates would do. And you're quite right that they're in a full-time professional programme here now, and it really is hard, because it was much harder than last year. So this programme has got to be one of the best in the Premiership, there's no doubt about that. With the way our strength and conditioning coaches are working these players, it's really grueling, you know. So some of them are quite great for the weekend, just to collapse, and they don't do much at the weekend, just lie in bed all weekend, I think, and get ready for the next week. But at the moment, what I'm delighted about, touch wood, is that after 3.5 weeks now of high intensity, we've only picked up one small injury, and Chris Pennell's unfortunately just tweaked a hamstring, sort of grade 2 hamstring. So that's a good indication we've got it about right. They're all absolutely shattered on their knees, but we're not picking up those soft tissue injuries, apart from that little niggle, unfortunately, in their speed session with Chris Pennell. So that tells me the conditioning coaches have got it just about right.
Normally when I'm talking to football managers this time of year, they've also got a few in on trial, but pretty much your squad, is it settled now? Are you still looking maybe to add one or two? How's that looking?
Well, we've still got scope to add, yeah, perhaps one and maybe two. We've got 37 at the moment in the squad, which is a good size squad, but we will be looking to perhaps strengthen the squad in depth. We will not get anybody in just for the sake of it. It has to be the right person, but I am looking at one or two. There's no offers gone to anybody yet, but we are looking at one or two players to see whether or not we can strengthen our squad.